Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 4, Materialism to Replace Religion. 1. Every republic passes through several stages. The first of these is the early days of mad, raging by the blind mob, tossed here and there, to and from. The second is demagogy, which leads to anarchy, and that inevitably leads to despotism. This is not a legal and observable, and therefore responsible type of despotism. Rather, it is a hidden form of despotism that's in the hands of some secret organization. This organization is unscrupulous, because it works behind the backs of the people, using agents who have no accountability, and who don't serve the people, only the organization. These agents are continually changing, and this benefits the organization, because it doesn't have to give them special rewards for long times in service. 2. Who or what has the ability to overthrow an invisible force? Because that is precisely what our force is. Gentile-based Freemasonry serves as a smokescreen for us and our plans. But the plan of action of our force, even its very existence, remains an unknown mystery to the people. 3. Even freedom might be harmless and have its place in our state economy without harming the well-being of the people if it is based on a faith in God and on the brotherhood of humanity, providing that it remains disconnected with the concept of equality. Equality is negated by the very laws of creation, for these laws have established subordination. With faith such as this, a people might be governed by a trusteeship of parishes, and would walk contentedly and humbly, under the guiding hand of its spiritual pastor, while submitting to the plans of God upon earth. This is the reason why it is essential for us to undermine all faith, to tear out of the mind of the Goyim, and the principle of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to put in its place arithmetical calculations and material needs. 4. In order to give the Goyim no time to think and notice what is happening, their minds must be diverted towards industry and trade. Thus, all the nations will be swallowed up in the pursuit of gain, and, in the race for it, they won't notice the common enemy. But again, in order that freedom may once and for all disintegrate and ruin the communities of the Goyim, we must put industry on a speculative basis. The result of this will be that the wealth, which is mined from the earth, will not be invested in productive industry, but will pass to institutions that deal in speculation, finance, gambling, which are under our ownership. 5. The intensified struggle for superiority and the shocks delivered to economic life will create, no, have already created, disenchanted, cold and heartless communities. Such communities will lose interest in and foster a strong aversion toward sound political management and religion. Their only guide will be that of monetary gain, that is, gold, which they will erect into a bona fide cult, for the sake of those material delights, which it can give. Then a day of reckoning will come, when, not for the sake of righteousness, not even to win wealth, but solely out of hatred towards those privileged, the lower classes of the Goyim will follow our lead, and rise against our rivals for power, the intellectuals of the Goyim.